السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ نحمدہ ونصلی ونسلم علی رسولہ الکریم وعلی آلہ واصحابہ ومن تبعہم بإحسان الی یوم الدین فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی فی القرآن الکریم والفرقان الحمید اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الف لام را کتاب انزلناه الیک لتخرج الناس من الظلمات الى النور باذن ربهم الى صراط العزیز الحمید وقال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم خیرکم من تعلم القرآن وعلم او کما قال صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم وصدق رسوله النبی الکریم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح رب زدني علما الحمد لله Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His favors. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our sihat. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the health that we have. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to be able to take in this air that He has around us. For all these things are the favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He bestows upon mankind out of His kindness. Out of His kindness, my dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given these things to us and He has made so many creations subservient to mankind so that they can be in the service of mankind and mankind can get benefit from them. And therefore, inshallah, mankind will be able to fulfill his objective on the face of the earth. And that is to do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very kind to the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind to us in many different ways. And one of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind upon us is that He has sent the last and final messenger, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger, and in that in itself, my dear respected brothers and sisters, shows greatness. Being the last and final messenger from all the anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, it shows significance. And alhamdulillah, we being from that messenger who has significance, we also have some of that significance attached to us. Alhamdulillah, we are the last and the final ummah, and there are many, many rewards and there are many virtues attached to us being from amongst the last and final ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatly for this. We have to show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatly for this ni'mat and favor that He has shown to us and He has bestowed upon us. My dear respected brothers and sisters, another great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this ummah, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is that of Al-Quran. Another great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon this ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that of Al-Quran. In the ayah that we have read, that is from Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Ra. Alif Lam Ra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best with regards to its meaning. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka. It is a book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that we have sent on to you, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so that it will be able to take out mankind from the darkness and bring them into light, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, by the will of their Lord, إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, towards a path, towards a straight path, by the all praise, the praiseworthy and the one who is almighty. My dear respected brothers and sisters, this ayat of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a very important lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing mankind, and more so the believers, with regards to the virtue of the Holy Quran, with regards to the strength of the Holy Quran, with regards to the power of the Holy Quran. What can the Holy Quran do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us in this ayat, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that this Quran, it takes out people from darkness and put them into light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He does this. He does this by His grace and by His might. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does this by His permission. By His permission here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing mankind that whatever favor that He bestows upon mankind, it is only by His will. It is only by His will that He has decided that He would send the Holy Quran to this last and final ummah. It was His decision that He would send the Torah to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. It was His decision that He would send the Old Testament to Isa alayhi salatu, the New Testament, sorry, to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this Holy Quran that He has given to us. And today, inshallah, we will touch a bit upon its merits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respected brothers and sisters, in this ayat we were mentioning concerning His permission, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be thankful to Allah for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touching a bit upon bi'idni rabbihim, by the permission of their Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He lets mankind know that even the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He had certain desires in his lifetime. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He had certain desires in his lifetime. And yet still, nothing can go in accordance to the wish of Allah, wish of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that it is the permission of Allah. Nothing could have gone in accordance with the wish of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that it was the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like the time when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he wanted that his uncle Abu Talib, that he become a Muslim and that he embrace Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبَتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Certainly you do not guide whomsoever you love, for certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomsoever He wishes to the straight path, and it is not from amongst the wish of any individual. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this Quran, it had been revealed solely because of the permission and because of the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not because of anybody else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us that this Quran that we have, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it will take mankind out from darkness and put them into light. It will take mankind out of darkness and put them into light. When we study this ayat, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we would understand many things. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many a times it is said that he is a universal prophet. And it is so true. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was kafata linnas. He came and he was sufficient for the entire of mankind. From since that time the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came until Yawmul Qiyamah, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a universal prophet and he was sufficient for the entire of mankind. And so too is this Holy Quran. So too is this Holy Quran, my dear respected brothers and sisters. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is teaching us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that this Holy Quran, though it had been revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than 1400 years ago, it will be sufficient for mankind until Yawmul Qiyamah. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the angel. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the angel to blow the trumpet. My dear respected brothers and sisters, this Holy Quran is sufficient to take mankind out of darkness and put them into light. Out of darkness and put them into light. And when we speak about darkness, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we speak about many different types of darknesses. Darknesses could go from shirk, it could be from disbelief, to any sort of sin. To any sort of sin that a person could possibly get themselves into. Any sin that a person can get themselves into, my dear respected brothers and sisters, then the Holy Quran, it has that capacity to bring them out of that. The Holy Quran, it has that capacity to bring them out of that. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew that. His Sahabas knew that. The question is, my dear respected brothers and sisters, are we following the example of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are we following the examples of the Ashab Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een concerning this Holy Quran? Concerning the Holy Quran that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that for everything there is something that a person can be proud about and there is something that a person has esteem in. And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the thing we are in this ummah can be proud about, the thing we are in this ummah can have esteem about, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is that of Al-Quran. Is that of Al-Quran. This Quran that had been revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam over a period of 23 years. Over a period of 23 years, this Holy Quran had been revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam received it with great difficulty. Great difficulty the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had received it with. Hadha Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she mentions that it was a very cold day. It was a very cold day when it could be seen on the face of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sweat. Sweat like that of pearls running down the face and the Mubarak and the blessed face of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the difficulty that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go through to receive this revelation. This revelation, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the Quran that we are speaking about is the very Quran that are on the shelves. The Quran that we are speaking about is the very Quran that we have in our homes. The Quran that we are speaking about is the very Quran that a person may be able to carry into their pocket, alhamdulillah. Nowadays, with modernization and technology, print trees, etc., alhamdulillah, we have Qurans that we can simply place in our pockets. This is the Quran that we are speaking about, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Of course, it is now in our day, it is in a written form, wherein in the time of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was not at yet in that book compiled form. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers and sisters, this Quran, had it been revealed upon a mountain, had it been revealed upon a mountain, then certainly we would have seen this mountain crushing. And the commentators of the Holy Quran, they mention that there can be two possible interpretations of this Al-Quran. There can be two possible interpretations of this Quran. One, if we take it figuratively, then we could understand that this mountain, that it cannot bear the Holy Quran. This mountain, it cannot bear the strength of the Holy Quran if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to reveal it. Secondly, if you were to take it literally and in a realistic manner, then it means, according to the commentators of the Quran and this ayat of the Holy Quran, that if the mountains were given intelligence, if the mountains were given intelligence and then they were asked to receive this Holy Quran because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this mountains would have burst into pieces. This mountain would have been crushed because the mountain would have understood. The mountains would have understood what is within the Holy Quran with regards to the teachings of Allah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, it would not have been able to bear it, and it would have just crushed into pieces because of humility and because of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers and sisters, this is the Holy Quran that we have today. This is the Holy Quran that we have today, and the zeal and the thirst that the Sahabas and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for it, we have to ask ourselves, do we have that same zeal and do we have that same thirst, my dear respected brothers and sisters? Are we trying to quench that thirst to learn the Holy Quran as the Sahabas used to do? Let us look at the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahabas. My dear respected brothers and sisters, there's one incident wherein there was this little boy. There was this little boy at the time of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could not meet the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time. However, at that time when caravans were coming from Mecca, he would wait at the point where they would drop off people. This tradition is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, he would ask them, "Tell me, what do you know of the Holy Quran? Tell me, what do you know of the Holy Quran so I can learn it from you?" And like this, each and every caravan that would come, my dear respected brothers and sisters, shame never went in his way, and pride never went in his way to learn the Holy Quran, to learn this Holy Quran that we are speaking about, that came to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and is today with us, my dear respected brothers and sisters. In another incident, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once came to the Sahabas, the Ansars, the Muhajirin at that time. And at that time, the Sahabas were very poor. So some of them sit in a little gathering. They sat in a little gathering, and one of them were reciting the Holy Quran. Others sat close together. They sat close together because some of them did not even have that amount of clothing whereby they can cover their body properly. So alhamdulillah, they sat and recited, and they were listening to the Holy Quran. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to them, my dear respected brothers and sisters. And when he came to them, the Sahabi who was reciting the Holy Quran, he stopped and he asked them, "O Messenger of Allah, what is the matter?" The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told them that he wanted to come and see what was taking place in this gathering. He wanted to see what was taking place in this gathering, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded him that he should come and sit. He should come and take part in what is taking place in this gathering because of the auspiciousness of the reciting of the Holy Quran and others listening to the Holy Quran, my dear respected brothers and sisters. We have to ask ourselves, my dear respected brothers and sisters, in the masajid today, in the masajid of Trinidad and Tobago, and in the masajid all over the world, firstly, we are concerned about ourselves. Are we responsible for the inheritance of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam being distributed in a masajid? Are we responsible for distributing the inheritance of the Holy Quran? There was one Sahabi, Hadha Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He told his companions, he said, go into Masjid an-Nabawi, for the inheritance of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being distributed. The Sahabi told them, go into the masjid, for the inheritance of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being distributed. Everyone, when they hear about inheritance, we think about material things. When a person hears about inheritance, we think about land, we think about house, we think about wealth. The Sahabas, they were also human beings. So likewise, they went to the masjid and they did not see any wealth being distributed. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when wealth would come to him, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would even distribute it in the masjid. And wealth would come to him and he would distribute it. So the Sahabas thought that this was bi'aynihi, that particular case wherein wealth was being distributed. So they went and they saw different gatherings, and they came back to the Sahabi, Hadha Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and they told him that we didn't see any distribution taking place. Hadha Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu replied, "What are you speaking about? Did you not see?" He asked them, "What did you see?" He said, "Tell me, what did you see?" And they started to mention, "Well, we saw halqa of Quran, we saw halqa of dhikr, we saw a person giving advice to other companions and so on." He said, "But this is what I sent you for. This is the inheritance of the Holy Quran. This is the inheritance of the Holy Quran." My dear respected brothers and sisters, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he attached a lot of importance to the reciting of the Holy Quran. And we have to ask ourselves, this gift and this favor and this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has sent upon us, how much of this Holy Quran that we are reading? Normally we insist upon reading the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan. Many people and many of us, we insist upon reading the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan, and that is known specially for its recitation of the Holy Quran. But my dear respected brothers and sisters, we must never forget the Holy Quran. We must never forget the Holy Quran, for the Holy Quran, subhanallah, it has abundance of rewards. It has abundance of cures in it. It has abundance of invocations and incantations that we can recite for our sick people. The Holy Quran, the first surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, it is known as Surah Al-Shifa. Surah Al-Fatiha, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it is known as Surah Al-Shifa. And many a times we ask ourselves that many people are sick and ailing, and we have to go by the doctor, and alhamdulillah, no problem. We have to tie our camel and do as much as possible, humanly possible, to cure ourselves. And whether it be that we have to take some medication, alhamdulillah, bismillah, we take the medication. The most important thing also is that we put our trust and our tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my dear respected brothers and sisters, how many of us recite Surah Al-Fatiha and blow it on ourselves? How many of us recite Surah Al-Fatiha and blow it on ourselves? The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a constant habit of reciting Surah what is called Mu'awwidhatayn, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas. Every night the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every night as a rule, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite it, blow it upon his hands and wipe it over his entire body. And traditions also mentions that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, that we know about. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite these things, my dear respected brothers and sisters, and blow it over his body. This is just one benefit. This is just one benefit we are speaking about of a particular surah, a very short surah that starts the Holy Quran, my dear respected brothers and sisters. And from amongst the 114 surahs of the Holy Quran, there are abundance of rewards. There are abundance of rewards. Just as we eat breakfast, just as we have lunch, and just as we have dinner, my dear respected brothers and sisters, there are different rewards that are mentioned for different surahs of the Holy Quran. For example, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned concerning Surah Yasin, that if a person recites Surah Yasin in the morning, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his daily needs easy. On the day of Yawm al-Jum'ah, a day after day, if we recite Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from the fitness of Dajjal. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even he was concerned about his ummah and the fitness of Dajjal. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, if we recite Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah, we will be safe on the fitness of Dajjal. In the evening also, my dear respected brothers and sisters, in the evening, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us about reciting Surah Tabarakalladhi. Surah Tabarakalladhi, Surah Al-Mulk, the beginning of the 29th juz, the second and last chapter of the Holy Quran. That surah should be recited. And when we recite it, my dear respected brothers and sisters, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we will be safe from the torments of the grave. We will be safe from the torments of the grave. And also Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, if we recite it, then inshallah, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that we will never be afflicted with poverty. We will never be afflicted with poverty. Sometimes, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we recite these things and we ask ourselves, then why is this happening like this and why is this happening like that? There is one incident at the time of the Rasul, at the time of Hadha Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which will teach us a lesson about this, inshallah. Hadha Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on his deathbed, Hadha Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to him and he asked him, what provisions can I make for you? What provisions can I make for you? What can I do for my dying brethren who is going away and who is leaving this world? Who is leaving this mortal world? And he said, there's nothing you can do for me. He said, tell me, can I do anything for your daughters? Oh, Hadha Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, can I do anything for your daughters? He said, no. He said, no, listen. I had taught my daughters to recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah. I had taught my daughters to recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And with this yaqeen, my dear respected brothers and sisters, a dying man who each and every single individual wants to leave their entire estate for their children. And this is why a man would work hard day and night, not for himself. Not for himself only, but many a times, a great portion of that, he wants to see that his children enjoy life. But this is the yaqeen that we have to have, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Just as Hadha Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just as Hadha Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein at the time of his death, on his deathbed, he didn't want to see that someone will provide financially or physically for his children. But the yaqeen that he had was in the words of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me that if we recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah, we will never be afflicted with poverty. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, inshallah, the Holy Quran, it has a lot of benefit for yourself and myself. If we start to read the Holy Quran without understanding its meaning, inshallah, yet still, it will bring us out of darkness and put us into nur from every type of darkness. If my dear respected brothers and sisters, we try to be constant in reciting the Holy Quran daily, try to read one portion daily, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slowly but surely, will eradicate sins from our lives. Inshallah, slowly but surely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will put barakah into our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and me the tawfiq, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Just as we have breakfast, lunch and dinner, we will be able to make a tarteeb wherein we are able to rec-